All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard, and you drove a car here recently, I believe, a 2023 Mazda CX-30 Turbo Premium Plus. That's a mouthful. Was the car everything that it's supposed to be?
It is a mouthful, and it is, and it's in a good way. This is a car that was introduced in 2020. Obviously, it's continued. It's kind of part of this ultra-competitive dad,
yep.
Sort of mini compact SUV. So obviously the compact SUV class is even a little bit larger than this vehicle, but this kind of mini compact class, lots of vehicles in it, right? You know, it's really maybe four full-size adults for a short trek, more likely fit for a family of three. You know, maybe you've got a car so you can fit in the back. But the turbo engine, they have kept. It is only available in kind of the upper trim levels. That's why you mentioned kind of the turbo premium and turbo premium plus trim levels. It comes with a base non-turbo charged engine, which is probably fine to C-level dad, but what we're going to say and we're going to tell everyone right. when they always ask, at our altitude, need that turbocharged engine. You're just otherwise kind of sitting there floundering. But I will say this, it runs really, really well up here at our altitude. Was a fun, preppy car to drive. You and I were talking earlier. Mazda has done a fantastic job of late, and folks, some of you may be surprised to hear that, but I would encourage you to check out, obviously not only this Mazda, but several other variations that they've got, because it really is a car company, Dad, that they've done a lot to kind of change their image.
Yep.
They've done a lot to really kind of enhance their image, and it's something that I'm really, really pleased with. This vehicle, Dad, you can get a CX-30 for the mid-20s, if you so see fit. The vehicle we tested was about 37,405. It's got some, you know, destination and some things, you know, in that. In terms of fuel economy, it's 22 and 30 for an average of 25. And I can say we were right there at about 26 or 27. So okay. Obviously with a little bit of highway in there, which is nice. And I'll just say that the turbocharged engine works really, really well. It's smooth. It's got a decent amount of creature comforts, nothing that's going to blow you away. The infotainment system's easy to use, easy to set up. You don't have to take your eyes off the road for very long. And it's got a lot of nice kind of soft apportionments throughout, as we always like to tell folks. So, again, this is really competitive, Dad. This class, again, you can get this car and other competitors for that 25 to 35 range pretty easily. It all just kind of depends on the type that you want. And in this case, really the engine that you want, right? If you do want to step up into that turbo, you're going to be in the mid-30s. But encourage folks to check it out. Head to the local Mazda dealer, test drive it. And when they do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
Yeah, really quick, Richard, I want to add on to that, too, that they have some of the prettiest colors of a lot of the car companies, in my opinion, that are out there. That red color they've got is absolutely gorgeous. And that car you drove has some really kind of expensive items that a lot of, how should I say that? There's cars that cost a lot more money than it that they have on it, like the radar, you know, the adaptive cruise control, power lift gate that you can program and so on. There's some things with that car that, again, come in a lot fancier cars, but you can get for a car, you know, reasonably priced in that low to mid 30 range if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it. You know, and a lot of cars are coming with it. Now, but they're not standard, some of these safety features, or maybe they're doing some things that are standard, Dad, right? You know, maybe blind spot monitoring and rear cross traffic alert standard. But again, with Mazda, especially as you kind of get into these upper trim levels, their safety package is, and it is nice, right? Their radar adaptive control.
Their adaptive front lights and things like that, that again, come on much more expensive cars you're getting on that car.
Yeah, and I believe this car also has a surround view camera system on it, if I'm not mistaken. So, if I am, my apologies. But yeah, lots of different things that way that they're adding value through little things, Dad, that maybe you're not aware of. So again, highly encourage folks to check it out, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you do.
All right. Again, appreciate it very much. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.